Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grand Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw. Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. This is it. This is the week. It is draft week, and we are delighted to welcome in our man, Brad Biggs. He's the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to this station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Score hotline. Biggs A!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we are all fired up because this is the last Bears Monday, and every Monday is a Bears Monday, where Caleb Williams will not be on the Bears. So we're trying to say goodbye to the past and look forward to the future, and Thursday night's the night. And really, there's no suspense about him, but we're wondering about the number 9 pick.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Draft week, and I like how you set it up. Is it just me, or does it feel like the regular season wrapped up about 9 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even kidding. Doesn't it feel like the last time you saw them on the field up in Green Bay was half an eternity ago? Because it feels that way to me. But that's in large part because of, I think, the high level of excitement there is for what the Bears can accomplish here, how they can hopefully transform the roster and the future of this team. Now, it's easy to say that is going to happen. We're going to have to wait to see these guys in uniform, see them perform. But I don't know that the level of excitement for what's happening at Hallis Hall and what the immediate future holds for the Bears could be any higher right now.
Largely because of that, Brad, have you ever covered a draft that carries any more significance than this one for the Bears?
You have to be careful having conversations like that because we all fall victim to recency bias, right? Where last off season it was the biggest off season in Bears history, right? And now we're in that same spot, but simply looking at the draft capital they have and where they're at and what they can get done, this has got to be it, and without a shadow of a doubt. But it's just you have to be careful, and not enough people are when they have conversations of, the biggest and the greatest and the most disappointing and the this and the that. But in this situation with them at 1-9, absolutely.
Yeah, I find it fascinating, Brad, as we look at this position that they're at. And I get it. They only have 4 picks because they've already used so many of them to help build this team. And they did a good job in the offseason of addressing what they felt were their weaknesses. I just feel like if they did a good enough job in the offseason, then they should be able to stay at number 9 and take whatever gift falls to them, because so many quarterbacks are going to be taken right after they get the first one off the board. And in other words, I personally don't really want to see him trade down. I'd like them to stay at the number nine spot and take whatever that gift is, whatever player wasn't expected to be there. And there are, you know, we could rattle off five or six guys. I understand there's probably 15 or 16 blue players in the first round of this draft, and they could move down and still get one. But I want the guy. I want the multiplier. They talk a lot. They use that word. I want the guy that makes everyone else better.
I think you could make a really strong case for that, because when you talk about the current state of the roster, where it's at, what the pluses and minuses are, where there's depth, where they're a little thin, I think one of the things that jumps out at you is what they've got a bunch of good players. They need more difference makers or multipliers or blues, whatever term you want to use. They need those elite guys that can tilt the field on Sundays. And so what's your best chance to get one of those guys? It's to fire your pick at nine. Shoot your shot. This is the guy that we had the highest grade on. Here's why we brought him in. This is what we like about him. And you do it. And so I agree. You can make a really strong case for that. Also understanding, guys, that they're not planning to be picking anywhere near number one or number nine a year from now. So if they're picking 18, 22, whatever, in 2025, you know, you can get a good football player for sure, but the idea of being able to get a blue there, that's going to involve an intersection of good fortune and good scouting and then high-quality development. So I'd have no problem with them staying at nine and passing on the opportunity to trade down.
People look to you for insight and direction, Brad, especially before a draft. So Sunday morning, the print edition of the Tribune, they see you write about Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle from Texas. And my first thought is, this seems like a bit of a reach, because they drafted two defensive tackles last year in Pickens and Dexter, and they still have pretty good surplus at that position. And if you're going to draft nine, maybe you need an edge rusher if you're going to go defense. What compelled you to write about Murphy at this point, and how realistic is it the Bears take him there?
Well, I think Murphy's very realistic for the Bears at number nine for a variety of reasons. You know, number one, yes, they used a second and third round pick on defensive tackles a year ago. Jervon Dexter, I don't think they necessarily thought he was a perfect fit as a three technique a year ago. And after seeing him play, he's a good football player, and I think he's going to get better. That's not really his game. Pickens flashed a little bit at times, but when you consider that is the signature position in that defense, and you take a look at Ryan Poles' background in Kansas City, you know, what's the one thing that has really stood out to you about the Chiefs' defense over the last 5, 6, 7 years, besides, you know, the variety that the coordinator Steve Spagnuolo regularly brings to the table? I think it's Chris Jones, who's in the middle of that defense, is a disruptive interior lineman. And Murphy fits the part, guys. He had the highest pressure rate of all Division 1A defensive tackles this past season. He's a clean prospect in terms of health. I think he played in 37 games for the Longhorns the last three seasons. There's no character issues involving Byron Murphy, super athletic, twitched up. So what did they try to do? Free agency year one, they tried to sign Larry Ogunjobi for that position. That fell apart. We all know about that. They quickly pivoted to Justin Jones, gave him a lot of effort, good locker room guy, maybe a little bit of a square peg in a round hole as a three technique. So if you really want to figure that position out, if you don't have a huge grade on one of the edge rushers, I think you can make a strong case for it. And I was told, you know, late last week that there's a chance Murphy is the first defensive player off the board in this draft. I wrote that in the story.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I enjoyed reading the story. I do think that when I look at them, I wonder why. To me, Murphy would be a trade-down player. And the same thing maybe with some of the defensive ends, frankly, some of the edge guys. Like I said, there are, you know, 15, 16 deep. I don't know how far they can go down. But if they are in a draft and they decide they've got to get an edge guy, then I would ask them, why didn't you do that in the offseason? Why didn't you – there are a lot of guys moving around, a lot of – you know, why didn't you invest some money in that? I just want them to be able to take whomever it is that falls to them, because there will be a player falling.
Yeah, the edge market wasn't great in free agency. I don't think they had any interest in getting into the, you know, recycled veteran nearing the end like they did a year ago with Yannick Ngakoue after the start of training camp. So, I would imagine they get some type of edge in this draft, whether it's round one or later, with some guy that's got some traits that sort of fit what profiles in their defense. I think that's a possibility. But, maybe Murphy's available with just a slight trade down. You know, what we don't have any idea about right now, and we probably, you know, won't find out after the fact, is Where would there be interest in a possible trade down? You know, or is someone want to come before you even get to the teens? You know, are we 11 and 12 interested? Are you in the teens? And then what's the offer? So I think it would be very interesting and a little outside the box if they traded down closer to 20, just because, as we discussed, the opportunity to get a guy that you feel has an opportunity to be a multiplier for you. I get it. Maybe you recoup some picks later on. You could address some other positions, but are you going for quantity here? Or are you going for the best quality you can get?
Great debate. And I think that's why many people expect the Bears to stay at 9. I think we could understand a trade down, maybe no lower than 15, but Brad, the one bold move would be to move up. If four quarterbacks go off the board and you're sitting there and looking at the fifth pick and you think, what would it take to get Marvin Harrison Jr. to Chicago? That's a possibility that I wonder if they're discussing. I think they probably are, because they have to consider all scenarios. But what do you think about that, if that is if they're on the clock and it's a fifth pick and Marvin Harrison Jr. is on the board?
Boy, I think that's I think that would be really cost prohibitive, David. I think you'd have to give up an awful lot to move from 9 to 5. I mean, you'd be they'd have to want your first round pick next year, right?
Yep.
Wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that there would be a discrepancy in grades between Marvin Harrison Jr. and Roma Dunze to make that move. Maybe I'm wrong, but that to me would be a bit of a stretch. Then you're already looking ahead to 2025 without a first round pick. I think you kind of stay put. You know, they've made some big swings via other avenues in terms of trades, free agency, bringing in some big time players. They need to get some big time players in through the draft without using up future draft capital, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I'm interested in your opinion of using future draft capital. I'm interested in their opinion of it because they do have two second round picks. And I mean, you got to ask yourself one question: if they pull off what they should be getting out of this draft, where are they going to be drafted next year? Are we talking about well, you know, you got to protect the 22nd, the 25th pick in a draft, as opposed to, well, they're going to be back in the top 10.
Yeah, that's a huge debate, and you wonder if Seattle's calling them or Denver. Just pick your team, invent your team. If they're calling, those teams have got to be looking at it, saying. Or if the Chargers are involved, if the Bears are trying to trade up, they got to be looking at it and saying, where do we guess the range is for this team picking next year?
Because yes.
I think you're talking about a range, and you know how wide that range is. I would guess you're probably dividing the draft into thirds, maybe or fourths. You know, going up in this 8-pick range or something, because you're trying to look at the roster. You're sort of looking at the schedule, but they shouldn't be in the top 10 next year. This should be a competitive football team that's ready to. I mean, with seven playoff teams, you ought to be able to challenge for the back end of that. Like, it's like playing poker with extra wild cards, guys. So I like the direction they're headed. I'm fascinated to see how this unfolds, not just Thursday, but the rest of the weekend, because this is an opportunity for them to really put this franchise in a new light. But they've got to hit on the picks, and then they've got to do the other part that we kind of overlook, because you're gonna get to Sunday or Saturday night, and people are gonna say this team won the draft, this team lost the draft, et cetera, et cetera. No, nobody won or lost anything. The Lions draft was kind of panned by some people last year,
right. And
they killed it. You know, when you talk about Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell and Sam LaPorta, you got to go out on the field. You've got to get to the part that's just as important as the scouting element, which has been going on forever for this class, and that's the development. It's draft and development. You get them in the building. You get them into your system. You find out what their strengths are, what they need work on, and you try to play to their strengths and improve their weaknesses.
So, Brad, quickly, I don't see there's a scenario where we come in Friday morning and you say, boy, I can't believe the Bears did that. And I think that's what makes this draft almost different than any of the others that we've been around. But is there something that you have in the back of your mind you think, well, boy, if the Bears do this, they're going to lose the plot? I don't see what that scenario is. Do you?
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard for me. Like the one, you're asking, is there the one thing that you'd be like, huh, boy, that, like, I've gotten repeated questions about Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end, who's super, super talented. You know, looks like he's the kind of guy that's going to have a fantastic NFL career. Well, if you bring in Brock Bowers, you've already got Cole Kmet, who you've paid, right? And they're kind of different tight ends, different skill sets. But you just bought Gerald Everett this offseason on a two-year deal. Could they use Bowers? Could he make him better? Yes. Did they pour an unbelievable amount of money into Gerald Everett? No. But I think when you look at the other positions in terms of wide receiver, offensive tackle, edge, we talked about Byron Murphy. That's where maybe the Bowers pick, and I'd be like, huh, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Biggs, we'll let you go. I'm just curious. Right now, they're third in the division, yeah? Is there any way we're going to come in here on Friday morning and say, well, they just moved into second or first?
Man, that's they got to do that on the field. They right. got to do that on the field because we all know the Packers issue and the Lions. The Lions were a really good football team last year, guys. Mm. They were really good. They can position themselves to become a mover in the division if they do well in the draft.
Great stuff, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys, more fun later this week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll be talking the whole time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.